Grand Hotel Citea, Via Carlo Alberto, 35. In the hot July of 1950, the Grand Hotel Citea hosted the annual meeting of the Board of War Resistance International. Founded in 1921 in Bilthoven, a small Dutch town near Utrecht, but moving to London the following year, the War Resistance had soon become the most important international organization for objectors. They had chosen Italy for their conference in 1950 because of the many Italian objectors who had come before the Kurds, for example, Pietro Pinna e le Voine Santi, the anarchist Pietro Ferrua and Mario Barbani. And they chose Turin in recognition of the work of monthly review L'Incontro, founded and directed by the lawyer Bruno Segre, and supported by the activism of the young poet Guido Ceronetti. Both did their best to keep conscientious objection in the public eye. That summer, the topic was the Korean War, but an entire afternoon was dedicated to Italy with speeches by Segre, Ceronetti, Pietro Pinna, the ex-priest Giovanni Pioli and Edmondo Marcucci, a close friend of Capitini. The horrible member of the Socialist Party, Umberto Calosso, was also there with Giovanna Caleffi, the widow of Camillo Bernieri, an intellectual anarchist murdered by the communists during the Spanish War. A few months earlier, together with the Catholic Eugenio Giordani, Calosso had presented the first draft law on conscientious objection to the Italian Parliament. When he was young, he had been the political editor of the Gramscian review Ordine Nuovo here in Turin. Even if not many people attended the conference was modest, it was the first time that Italian pacifists felt part of a global network of grassroots anti-militarists. Edmondo Marcucci wrote, "I got to know important members of this famous association of conscientious objectors. The Secretary of War Resistance International, Miss Beaton, a nice middle-aged woman entirely devoted to her work, which she carries out with tireless energy, intelligence and courage. The history professor Harold Bing, a young Englishman who was a conscientious objector during World War I. The Dutch Van Wyck, a famous defense lawyer for objectors. Regina Reynolds, an anti-colonial writer. Ham Day, a Belgian anarchist, editor and publicist. The Indian Sushila Nayar, a close collaborator of Mahatma Gandhi. The Frenchman Robert Porchet, who had deserted during World War I after hearing a dying German invoke his mom.